Daily Rest, Friday, July 28th, 2023. The theme this week for our devotions has been God's name. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children, to the third and fourth generation. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. The Lord keeping mercy and visiting the iniquity. The Lord here proclaims two final characteristics of his nature. The Lord deals mercifully with repentant sinners. He forgives their iniquity and transgression and sin. He refuses, however, to clear the guilty. Rather, he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. These characteristics of God are in accord with his revelations of law and gospel. God's law reveals his good, right, solid, and unchanging will. It is not to be taken lightly, for God's law does not change like human opinions. For those who fail and yet repent, for there are none among us who do not fail, God is ready to forgive for Jesus' sake. Jesus' righteous life and his innocent death are God's means of justifying us and delivering us from Satan, sin, and death. This is his gospel, a message we are privileged to share. For those who in pride reject God's law and refuse to abide by his will, there remains only judgment. The Lord does not forget or overlook defiance of his will. He punishes, that is, visits the iniquity upon individuals. Those consequences can sadly extend down the generations, for unbelief tends to breed further unbelief. Upon seeing the full proclamation of the Lord God's name, Moses bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. He prayed, "If now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray, go among us, even though we are a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." May we too worship our Lord God, rejoicing in his grace, and enjoying being part of his inheritance. O Lord God, move us to walk humbly before you at all times, never defying your will, but always rejoicing in your ongoing forgiveness and blessing. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemanecclc.org.